You are now standing at the access point to the fortress of Els Estinclels, located in the northwest corner of the enclosure. Here, the two stretches of the wall converge to form a narrow passage, 9 meters long and between 2.5 and 2.8 meters wide. This entrance, which narrows as you move forward, follows a strategy known as a bottleneck. Its design is no coincidence. It forces potential attackers to enter in an orderly fashion, at most two at a time, making any large-scale assault significantly more difficult. At the western end of the passage stood the outermost gate, and there may have been a second gate at the rear, right by House 10. At this point, we have documented a small wall that appears to be part of an intentional blocking structure, very similar to those found in the doorways of the excavated dwellings. Now, if you lift your gaze, imagine, based on historical evidence, that a second story rose above this passage, designed as a tower and built with perishable materials. This structure would have reinforced the defense of the settlement's most vulnerable point, turning the entrance into a true challenge for any intruder. Here, the architecture speaks of prudence, foresight, and a profound understanding of the land and its potential threats.